Three area nonprofit organizations will get $317,900 through the Ontario Trillium Foundation's Community Resilient Fund. Local recipients include $200,000 for the paddle program. Funding will be used to recover and build resiliency from the impacts of COVID-19 by hiring a sustainability officer and a transition coordinator to implement new sustainability and transition plans and support an inclusive program for isolated individuals. This funding will allow us to get fiscally stronger and support more people with developmental disabilities and their families and caregivers in our community, said Lori Vanasse, president, the paddle program. $65,000 for the gathering place. Funding will be used to recover and build resiliency from the impacts of COVID-19 by providing meals to in-home seniors who experience food insecurities and providing training and support for staff, volunteers, and clients. This funding will definitely support our outreach project to continue to deliver over 600 weekly meals to those who have trouble accessing our kitchen for regular meals but are still working through post-pandemic food insecurity issues, said Dennis Chippa, executive director, of The Gathering Place. As well, the training and supports will be able to assist in the social, psychological, and mental health impacts the pandemic has had for not only those who use the kitchen but those who serve them. $52,900 for Mattawa Legion Branch 254. Funding will be used to recover and build resiliency from the impacts of COVID-19 by purchasing and installing new kitchen equipment, lounge furniture, and computer, photocopier equipment to increase services for veterans and the whole community. We are so excited to have this internet cafe active and to have new equipment in the kitchen to better serve our community, said Jeanette Dupuis, treasurer, Mattawa Legion 254. We believe that nonprofit organizations like the Paddle Program, the Gathering Place and Mattawa Legion enrich the lives of people in Nipissing while playing an important role in building a strong and prosperous Ontario economy, said MPP Vic Fedeli.